In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Do, buddy. Welcome to Phantasmagoria.
Please, no, we can't.
I like that. No,
we
yeah.
We can't start with that.
I like that.
My name is the fabulous Sam. Kevin and Houston join me.
Do we have titles too?
No.
No?
Not good ones.
You're just the fabulous, fantastic
the fabulous Sam.
Ringleader Sam.
Houston and I recently had a conversation with some friends of ours that... We're talking about a mouse that is haunting their house. At one point, they did suggest that maybe it's a ghost mouse. They did kill a mouse. At which point...
I thought you suggested that. I thought they said they killed it and you were like, maybe it's the ghost.
I don't think it was me.
No?
But there was a point that I looked at you.
That's
I feel
right.
like we had a little glance that was like, this is...
You know what's funny though? I'm going to like break down the fourth wall here for just a second. We opened with this story like a couple minutes ago and had to make a few volume adjustments, and Sam got about to where he is in this story now and I didn't pay attention at all. And so this is a new story to me and I am astonished that of this story. Why?
Just...
I completely tuned it out.
So let me get this
now
straight.
Now I'm hearing it for the first time. No.
Let me talk to you.
I am, what's the word? Comprehending it for the first time. I'm hearing it for the second time.
I think you listeners would be surprised how often one of us tells a story and neither of the other two are actually listening at all. It's maybe 50% of the time that I get the whole story. And that's evident because I have to ask for the story again almost every time.
I feel like most of the time, though, it's like towards the end of the podcast. Like, we're getting tired. We usually record late at night. We're exhausted. We started this bad boy, and Kevin was like, all right, I'm out. I'm not listening to a word.
And then based on how they chat and respond to each other, you can kind of get context and be like, okay, I think I have an idea of what's going on.
Here's a fun game. Every time one of us has to re-clarify something in the story, take a shot. You'll be drunk by the end of like the ad break.
So here's my point. A ghost mouse? Sam, what you said was we are being haunted by a mouse.
See,
that doesn't even make any sense.
Likened unto a haunting because there's like no real evidence that it's a mouse, but like at like 9 o'clock at night, it's pretty consistent. They'll hear like scratching on the walls or in the ceiling.
Two damsels in distress went to Sam and he looked them in the eye and said, it's a ghost.
You still wouldn't say that. You still would if you're like, man, I think we have
no,
I think
okay,
we have termites.
Okay, that's just what I said.
You wouldn't say, I think our house
we
is
have
haunted.
A mouse. We have a mouse problem. We can't see him. We don't know where he's at, what he's doing. All we know is that he is making sound inside of our walls.
And that
we can't get to him. We tried to catch him. We tried to kill him. We can't trap the guy.
And that's haunting.
Well, maybe he's dead.
I think if you look up the definition of haunted, because you can be haunted by lots of things, right? Like
no.
Yeah. Well, hear me out. You can be
ghosts and
the past. You can be haunted by your past. Is what I'm
you
trying to say.
You can be haunted by your
well,
past.
Well, I'm saying an individual can be. So you could be haunted, worried about a mouse. Maybe. I don't have to look up the exact definition of haunting.
Maybe.
But I'm not going to do that because
soft maybe.
I don't want to draw lines around that in our podcast about haunting.
But I thought it was funny, the look that me and Houston shared.
I don't even remember sharing a look. I looked that might have been indigestion.
I looked over at you.
Ooh.
And it was like, it comes a point sometimes in conversations where it's like, I could bring up that we have a podcast, but then that's going to be the conversation for the next 10 minutes. And I don't really feel like talking about it.
Yeah. I agree. I 100% agree.
And it's like that would if there was ever like a perfect situation to be like, yo, something better. Yeah. We should share that on our podcast. Mm-hmm. That would have been the time I thought about it, and I was like,
I'm really glad you didn't.
I'm G.
Like it's something that is like, and I don't even think it's a genre thing. I think it's like if we did any podcast about anything, it'd be like, if you organically find this, great. If not. I see you around enough that I don't need you. I don't need every time we see each other for you to be like, well, I've been listening. And it's like, great. I appreciate that. Like, that's awesome. But I don't want to talk. Like, I do this as a thing I have to
do. I don't mind talking about it with people. I think it's cool.
To a degree, right? It's the frequency. Because I feel like even old friends.
I feel uncomfortable bringing it up. But if people bring it up to me, I'm happy to. It's cool. Like, it's like, what? I'm super flattered.
I've been using Marco Polo a lot more, and every time I'm like trying to catch up with old friends, they're like that's the first thing, always, 100% of the time, which it's kind of cool that they associate that with like, they're concerned about the project I'm working on. But it is kind of annoying that every time I initiate conversation in a new setting, it's like, how's the podcast going? And I'm like, it's great. But I think about it literally all the time as like a work thing, and I don't really want to talk about it. I want it to like be separate from like the rest of my life almost.
Yeah. I also
I'll never bring it up.
I just don't like the,
but if it comes up, I'm happy.
That's
cool.
I just don't like it being brought up as if like, this is what I'm like investing my life on. Like it, like what, right. Like the equivalent of me like asking, like, so how are your studies going? How's school? How's that final? How's
Phantasmagoria?
How's your degree going? And they're like, oh, it's going good. I graduate next year. And they're like, how's your podcast
coming?
How's
your paranormal podcast with your three friends who also didn't graduate college?
What was that called again? Flam?
Flam.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten past the awkwardness of having to like...
Phantasmagoria.
So, huh?
How do you spell that?
say that again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's funny.
We can't
funny,
make
dude.
Fun of other people for struggling with the name
with a dumb name that
the
we picked.
Worst name for a podcast.
That's why
Earth.
We picked it.
Yeah,
is so that people would struggle and hate it,
and we could make fun of them
and ourselves
and us.
I have a story that I'm going to share with you right now. In a minute, when I pull it up.
1 minute.
Oh my gosh.
We have to fill the air for 1 minute, Kevin. And I can't
fill it.
I don't know what to talk about.
Mike partners in comedy, please fill this dead space while I struggle here for 1 second.
Knock, knock. I don't have, that's not going anywhere.
Who's there?
Oh no.
Sam, have you heard the best knock, knock joke of all time?
I want to hear it.
Okay, you start. He has. Houston needs the rest of the episode. He needs of the literal episode
I
to get his story.
I am an amateur tarot reader, generally doing readings for myself and family for practice. I know nothing about the Fae, and they generally have no part in my life.
The Fae?
Yeah. Like the like fairies and...
Oh yeah, Houston knows.
You know? No, I actually have heard the term Fae from like books and stuff, but it's like...
Yeah, idiot. We're idiots.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, the Fae.
I'm just so ignorant.
A little over a month ago, I got the Sacred Self-Care Oracle deck. Since the moment I opened this deck, the card...
Self-care, huh?
The card Search for Fairies has been popping out left and right. A week ago, I did a personal reading and decided to use my boyfriend's Adorabissal Oracle deck for a simple clarification card. And I barely shuffled when fairy card flew into my lap. I completely forgot that there was a fairy card in that deck. I've had other random experiences like seeing a back gnat flying around every so often.
Whoa.
Out of the corner of my eye.
Say that again.
A back gnat. G-N-A-T. And it's in quotes.
Back or black?
Back.
Probably black?
Yeah, it's probably a typo. I don't know.
No, I think that's a gnat that... that really...
This isn't the thing to get hung up on.
No,
for
yes.
sure, I promise.
Continue. I'm that, curious, actually. That, where could you possibly
finds
go?
Finds a home on your back.
Yep.
It is inclined. Oh.
You expected it to go somewhere deep. Maybe somewhere to improve your expectations. No, he put the two words together.
No, this makes sense.
Houston, you find yourself playing a game in a field.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh. Just a field game.
They find their way into your mouth.
Okay.
Or into your eyes. You run into a cloud of gnats. They're all up in your biz.
I've definitely run through a cloud of gnats.
These are field or face gnats, if you will.
Face holes.
That's
where they go.
I don't like that.
But that's it.
But if this gnat were to find itself...
Sorry if you don't like it.
anywhere, it's probably going to be on your back. Does that make sense?
Back gnat.
Bingo.
Why? Okay. You know what? It doesn't matter because my original statement still stands. This is not the thing to be hung up on at all.
Well, we just got hung up on it.
Welcome to Phantasmagoria.
Thank you.
Flying around every so often out of the corner of my eye. It doesn't stay around like a sunspot either. And one of my portraits unexplainably fell off my wall last week. I watched it randomly drop off the hook. It was a little spooky. Honestly, I'm a bit afraid to make eye contact with them. I am very naive when it comes to their customs and culture.
Who? Wait.
I'm afraid I'll be able to...
Them. Who's them?
The fairies!
Make eye contact with the... What fairies?
The fairies from the card.
Oh, so
fairies
he's not...
Fairies from the card.
This person will look at the card.
Right.
But not in the eyes.
I don't know. I don't do tarot cards. I don't know. I am very naive when it comes to their customs and culture. I am afraid I will become in debt to them by sheer forgetfulness or lack of awareness. The last thing I want to do is upset the Fae. How do I safely communicate with them? How do I do it?
How do I safely communicate with the Fae?
Fairy?
Impossible.
That is the question.
Impossible. Buy them a fruit pie.
Do you think, is that an assumption about fairies that they all like fruit?
I don't know that.
Fruit pie.
I don't know that you make... handcraft purchase anybody a fruit pie and have them offended.
That's a good point.
Is like a carnival type of man.
At worst, it's a neutral stance.
If there was a species,
I think it depends on the pie.
If
you brought a peach pie to my door, I'd throw it in your face.
Well, that's you.
And
you're not part of the Fae.
A peach pie is maybe the best food.
He gave you
on
those eyes.
Those pay eyes.
See, if there was like an unknown species that I had to make peace with, and I had no idea how to go about doing this or what the heck was going on, pie would be the safe shot. And you know what? I can't even say safe because you know what? Maybe they don't like pie. But if I had to guess,
it's the gesture.
What is there, like anything that I can give these guys, what is the best chance that they are going to receive it well? Probably a fruit pie. A good one.
Maybe a flower crown.
What are you talking about?
It's a fairy. You're talking about fruits and things.
That's like...
A flower crown?
Yeah.
You'll offend them for sure. You make a flower crown that's the right size for the fairy, or they're offended.
That's true.
That's
not true. If someone bought you a shirt and you were like, thank you, oh, but it's the wrong size, are you offended?
Houston, no. That is sacrilege.
A little bit. If somebody buys me a triple XL shirt, I'm like, okay. There are a lot of people that would be offended.
The fairies are going to come in two sizes. Either they're human size or they're Tinkerbell size. So you make a Tinkerbell size one, and they're like, what the f*** am I supposed to do with this? And you say, it's a ring. And then they wear it as a ring, and you're golden.
No.
Idiot. No! No!
I'm the idiot?
Yeah.
Okay. I give my fruit pie, you give a ring. And they're going to be like, what are you proposing to me?
Yes. That is what I'm doing.
How do you... Okay.
This isn't the question.
I'm not even going to get hung up on the size thing, but see, it's blasphemy. It's sacrilege.
Okay.
Okay. A flower crown is a very sacred item among the Fae.
You didn't even know what a Fae was at the beginning of this story.
Yeah, well, he does now.
Yeah, well, you said fairies, and I do know what they are.
Okay.
And they, cool. They, that is a, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Blaspheme.
It's like a sacred item. What do we call those?
Idol?
Artifact?
not really an idol, because like idol is something you like worship. It's just like
a relic.
Yeah, maybe a relic.
He doesn't even know.
There's a word for it. There's a word that's like an item used in like used for worship, but it's not the thing that you worship.
Interesting. I think a I token? Know.
That could be, yeah, you know what?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We all know what I'm talking about.
I think.
That's the flower crown. And if Houston, if you come to them and go, I made this flower crown, they'd be like, how dare you?
How dare I?
Make a mockery.
It could be. He doesn't know. He's just speculating.
You
but
could say anything about
wrong.
That.
You're right.
Bring,
whoa.
You could bring the fruit pie to them and they'd be like, you mashed the fruit of the forest?
You could. You could say that.
Sacrilege!
But you could say that, but here's what I'm saying.
Shouldn't have screamed. That probably clipped. Sorry, everybody.
Here's what I'm saying. Is that the fruit pie...
This is both, so stupid.
Both could go wrong, but the fruit pie has a much better chance of not going wrong.
You have no way of indicating that one goes better than the other.
Yep, because in anyone's experience, in any human being's experience, fruit pies have been received much better than flower crowns.
I'm just going to say, these aren't human beings. And then second of all,
so
this isn't the thing.
It's all you have to go off.
You have brought a story to us.
We're not answering
the question.
Houston, you brought a story to us, and you have incessantly.
We are answering the question.
Insisted that this is not the meat and potatoes of the question. I have news.
Okay.
It is.
Great.
It is.
This is the content of the question.
The question isn't, how do I safely give a gift to a fairy? What is a good gift to give the fae?
No, it's how to safely communicate.
How do I safely communicate?
Yeah, you give them a fruit pie, and then you have a conversation. You talk to them.
These aren't 1950 white women. They're fairies of the woods.
See, so what? I think that it is...
You don't know anything about the fairies of the woods.
I think it's fairly common where there is any kind of a discrepancy between relationships between... two foreign parties, that a gift
is a good thing.
Is a gesture of goodwill and communication.
So, peace, so why is one of these things dumb? Who said dumb? Nah, you didn't let me finish.
Dumb.
Of the two gifts.
Who said dumb? The ring's dumb.
No,
I did.
No.
Okay.
With these two gifts on the table, with what information, what context do you have?
The only context that you have ever experienced in your whole life. All you have to go off.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Houston, if you wanted to make peace, if you are trying to make peace,
I gotta take my jacket off.
If you are trying to make peace with an unknown species, you don't know anything about them. Are you going to give them a fruit pie or a shark?
That's not the comparison.
It is. You're saying anything is just as valid as anything. But what
to a degree that is true. To a degree that is true.
It's not,
because you don't know. It's a made up thing.
You don't know, but that's what we're saying, is you have a better chance based off of what you have experienced.
Right. Okay.
You have lived your life in a way that says these things are appreciated, these things are not appreciated. So me not knowing what these fairies are going to appreciate, would I pick the things that aren't appreciated that I know of, or the things that are?
Okay. How,
and for you
how,
to say
how,
that just doesn't matter is wrong, is incorrect.
To a degree. I see what you mean, though. The fruit thing has no greater sway than the flower thing.
It does.
All I'm trying to say. How?
Because in your life, fruit pies are more appreciated.
Okay. Next question.
Just like a flower crown is more appreciated than a killer whale, a fruit pie is more appreciated than a flower crown.
If someone bought me a Walmart fruit pie or hand-wove an intricate flower crown, I'd be like, that's dope.
Well,
I wouldn't wear it because I'm
not. Who said anything about a Walmart fruit pie?
That's what Sam said. He went and bought a fruit pie.
It doesn't have to be from Walmart. If I'm... you're making some heavy assumptions there, brother.
I would agree with that statement. Question asker, don't go to Walmart.
If I'm trying to make peace and create some sort of communication and goodwill between me and another race of fairies.
I think a processed pie.
I'm not
pie
going to Walmart.
Is I don't think you can buy a pie. I don't think you can buy a processed made pie by a company. I think the fairies would know. They'd be like, this is they stole this from our forest.
There's a pie
and
place.
You bought it and gave it back in a way that we don't like it.
There's a pie place in town. You could buy it. They'd think it was hand mixed.
Why can't you hand make a pie?
Just hand
Why
make a pie.
Why can't I?
Yeah. Is that impossible?
Make a cobbler.
No,
for
I,
them.
I could. It would be much easier just to buy one, though.
They'll know. They'll know
they
the
wouldn't
intent.
Know. They wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know they're fey.
They wouldn't know.
Can we move on? I can't do this. We've talked about fey and their potential no, opinions
you're right.
for
I'll,
far too long.
I'll go. I'll go. This is titled Voices. Oh, boy. Voices coming out of my phone.
I don't understand this. He's got the giggle.
Is that not funny? This was found on a
no. That's funny.
This
I get
was found
it,
on
yeah.
a paranormal subreddit.
There are voices coming out of my phone.
Voices
guess what?
Coming
I can
out of
make
my
voices
phone.
Voices come
Sam.
Out of my phone in the next 3 seconds.
So I don't know how to explain this, but there probably is a logical explanation out there. Would you like to offer any logical explanations?
Any early words
we
of wisdom?
Get into this?
I actually was just thinking
hey,
that.
This is your mother.
Literally, as I said that, it kind of made me realize, like, we could pull up the, like the way I said that, I could pull up the voice of anyone of note at almost any given moment. If I wanted to play Robert Downey Jr., RDJ's voice, I could do
who?
That. Donald Boy, Donald Trump, I could play it right now.
A few years ago, I was in my office preparing for my client that was coming in. I was in the middle of doing something, but had my phone on my desk. All of a sudden, I hear male voices. I looked out my door and just around... I looked out my door and just around like an idiot trying to figure it out.
What an idiot.
Then I realized the voices were coming out of my phone. I thought maybe Spotify had started playing on its own,
OMG,
which has happened before.
What?
But quickly understood it was a conversation between two men. I was so freaked out, I don't remember what they were talking about. I even said hello.
That seems kind of crucial.
But no one responded.
Well, yeah, it was a voice in your phone.
I turned my phone off, and it hasn't happened since. I can't explain it personally, but I remember when I was a kid and cordless phones were a big thing. Sometimes you would intercept someone else's conversation on accident, and if you knew how, this is in parentheses, and if you knew how on purpose, you know,
right.
You'd spy on people.
Right.
Eavesdrop is the word. I've never had it happen on a cell phone, but who knows?
Me.
End of story.
I know.
Well, tell us.
I just know that that's not what happened. She did not just clip into somebody else's.
If you know that's not what happened, then you offer a different thing.
You know, there's a lot of invisible wires shooting up to those satellites and back down to other people's phones. I could see wires getting crossed here and there.
No.
I don't know how phones work. But I should also add, just kidding.
It's called a butt dial, bro.
There are a lot of. You
butt dialed the group text and
called everyone.
And they started talking to each other. Dude, could you imagine? Somebody butt dials your group text and you basically connected all of them together, but you're not paying attention.
Like 1 week ago, exactly a week ago, I accidentally FaceTimed a 20-person group.
It's true. He did do that. I was in it.
Houston was in the group. I felt really dumb. It was like that spike of adrenaline that goes through you, and you're like, that was a mistake. And then I ended it, and then one of the people in the group called back.
Yep.
Opened it back up. I was like, and,
I didn't,
and.
I don't remember that. But I saw your text after.
Sam,
I
he
almost,
was excited. Wow.
I almost responded with just a single... When you texted the apology, like, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to send that. I almost just sent a single idiot. But I was like, these 20 people don't know us as well as some of them do. And they are not going to think that's very funny.
You're like, whoa.
You're like, okay, whoa.
So is that... Anybody else have any more...
I have like nothing
for
this.
If you just
any more creative ideas?
The play button... something will play on right, your phone.
But she didn't hit the play button.
Maybe she did. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes my phone will start making sound and it's like, oh, I must have accidentally hit my
Yeah, maybe button. It wasn't Spotify. Maybe it was Spotify.
And it played a random podcast.
Podcast, yes.
Spotify will pick up like your voice now.
Suggested yeah. things.
Maybe it was us. Maybe it was Phantasmagoria. Dude,
I recently
That'd
learned
be freaking nutty.
How I can like literally say, hey Siri, from
That'd
like
be freaking
anywhere.
Podcast-ception. Us talking about this thing while the thing is happening.
Maybe that's what already happened.
Podcastception.
He bro. Sends us a story. He's like,
Podception I heard, was right in front of you and you
I
didn't
heard
do
Phantasmagoria
it.
Talking about this thing. And then like, I don't know. It's going to break my brain in half. Never mind.
Forget
what were you
it.
Saying? Houston was saying something.
You missed Podception. It was well, right
he,
in front of
Kevin,
you.
Kevin, he wasn't saying anything.
Oh.
Let me assure you.
It's so hot in here. And I have to stretch my neck so high to get to this mic. I'm gonna pass out.
That wouldn't be so bad.
Change of setting.
Oh.
I have a story here from D. Rake.
Are you sure it's not pronounced Drake? Are you 100% positive?
I don't care if it is. I like D. Rake.
He says, hey, Sam, Houston, and K-Dog. K-Diggity, K-Schwizzle-Nizzle.
Oh, my God. I have never been so flattered in my entire lifetime.
You've never been called K-Schwizzle-Nizzle, huh?
No.
I know for a fact and I've called you K-Schwizzle-Snizzle.
See, you don't even know what it is.
I'm having a stroke. I can't get it out.
Last week, I was bending over in front of a mirror. Well, it was really a large glass window with nobody behind it.
So not a mirror at all.
Risky business, my friend, first off.
Two, pick something up. And I straightened up pretty quickly. My reflection was a split second too late in straightening up. I was standing straight, and for a split second, my reflection was still bent towards me.
Go ahead.
Nothing else weird happened with my reflection since. It's perfectly in sync now and everything. My realistic guess is my mind misinterpreting things or something, but there is room for doubt. What, in your professional opinion, do you think might have happened? Thanks again, Drake. P.S. The dust devil or air spirit has mellowed out a bit. Maybe it was just going through some crap.
Oh, wow.
Little update for us.
There we go.
Dude, everybody does.
P.S. Love you, comma, Kevin.
Oh, my gosh.
P.P.P.S.
Oh.
Also, where the heck do I find your Discord link and community Twitch information? I've looked everywhere and I can think and haven't found Jack Diddley.
I believe we've solved this problem.
We did? Right.
But I don't think people know.
Oh,
they well. Definitely don't know because I don't know that you solved this problem.
Oh.
Which is why I read that. I yeah. could have just omitted that, but I don't
freaking
think...
here are my two co-hosts. They don't even know what's going on in the Discord of our freaking podcast.
You have sole access.
I do not.
Don't,
what are you
talking
aren't
you like
about?
The admin?
He made me Crypt Keeper.
All three keeper. Of you are admins.
Oh. Well, then you know what might be.
I know for a fact he hasn't looked at the Discord. You have. Sam
oh,
has.
Yeah, I have. Oh, yeah.
I typed in there.
Oh, my gosh.
The first day.
This guy.
I said first. I was literally first.
Anyway, that's not the that's the least of our problems right now.
Okay, I just want to say right now.
How do we find it? Let's just do this quick.
Oh, yeah.
How do we find the Discord?
How do they find the code?
You just message us. They have to message us. The Discord server has to be big enough to where they can search it, and it just isn't, and it's not going to be for a very long time. So if you want access to the Discord, you have to message us, and then we will send you a link with an invite to the server.
There's no way to make it public and people can just join?
Not until we have over 1,000 people in the Discord.
Oh!
Which, you know.
We're on our way.
Are we ready for the story?
Yeah.
I already told you. I just read the whole thing.
We should read it again.
I'll put it on the send me the code. I'll put it on the Patreon too.
Give me a little brush up so I can
a little brush up. Bending over a large glass window.
Okay.
I stood up. My reflection was late.
Reflection was late. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say this right now just so it's off the table and we can't rely on it like a crutch.
I think you throw it on the table.
Uncomedic crutch.
Put it on the table.
It's not The Matrix. We've said The Matrix maybe 15 times in our...
I don't think we have.
A lot. We've said The Matrix.
I don't think we have.
I am 100,000% positive we have said The Matrix as a solution on this podcast on multiple episodes.
Why is that even The Matrix? Is that something in The Matrix?
Yeah, just a glitch in The Matrix. Something happened. So I was like, I'm just taking it off the table. No easy crutch. No movie reference. Moving on. People are here for comedy.
I want another movie reference. Reference a different movie.
The movie Mirrors.
That's not a movie.
It is. It scared me as a young man.
That's really what's going on. This meme has been around for... I saw this meme like 10 years ago.
Meme?
Yeah. Like right when memes were starting up.
The why you know control things and...
Let him tell his meme.
Are you talking about Rage comics?
Let him talk his meme.
No, it wasn't a Rage comic. It was that one kid from that one show. I don't even know what it was, but
very
it was
specific.
Like, that one kid from the one show. He's in a lot of meme formats that like make your brain think, like, what if this is this? Whoa. And he has that face.
He's in
like
a lot of
shocked.
Meme formats that make my brain think.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But this one was, what if mirrors are the doorways to other dimensions and you're just blocking it?
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about the guy who's in the party and he's got the wide-eyed expression and he's like having a realization while all the other teens are getting up to alcohol.
No, this dude looks like he's dressed as like a Hogwarts student.
Then I don't freaking know.
I'll look up the image right now.
I literally can't think of it, but I can clearly think of the man in the party.
But
that's an early meme. I saw a lot of the doesn't matter
portal to the other side being blocked. But okay, so that's not quite what's going on here.
Sure, but it could be.
But
just
what
out
I'm
of
saying,
sync.
What I'm saying, yeah, what I'm saying is that there is a whole other world behind mirrors, and your boy just wasn't fast enough. He just didn't expect you to get up that fast.
Well, I think that the guy on the other side is a mirror of you. Like he's not there to stop you from getting through. He's just living his life as you are. And he's just as surprised.
This guy.
Oh, yeah.
You've all seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves.
That's Keanu Reeves?
Oh, my gosh. I feel bad.
What? That doesn't even look like him at all.
Is that Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Dude, I don't know. I told you. I don't know what it's from. And everybody else does. That's why the meme is so big. But I still don't know.
I always associated that one with the Velociraptor one.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah,
I feel like they
the
were
The Velociraptor one was the other one.
Yeah.
The other one that what?
Didn't he have a name, though? Like the Velociraptor.
I don't remember that.
Like the philosophy.
Philosopher, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, that sounds like a Pokemon name. It sounds like a psychic type Velociraptor Pokemon.
Pokemon, if you hear this,
TM.
You're
don't
welcome.
Steal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, we don't. Okay.
Problem is that Mirror World is evil. So,
okay. Well, you based on what?
Based off of Mario 64.
What?
I don't know how they could know that. I think that's just them.
Like, I don't think the Mirror World played Mario 64 and thought, well,
when have you ever...
This is the Bible, and it's set in stone that we're bad. What mirror are you talking about in Mario 64?
Okay, I know that there's a mirror in Mario 64.
That's evil?
That just has bad things behind it, like King Boo... Or not King Boo, but a Big Boo. Big Boo, yep.
A big mirror in Mario 64?
Yep. It's there.
I think you're thinking of a Boo portrait.
Nope.
You jumped through it with the Invisiflower.
Nope, nope, nope.
See?
Okay, now listen.
Mirrors have a history.
Mirrors have a history, but also, anywhere that I've seen a mirror, anybody jumping into a mirror or going through a mirror, it's bad things, bad times. There's nobody has ever in cinema or gaming or wherever you've ever seen somebody jump into a mirror, have they jumped into the mirror and a good thing was on the other side?
Well, not they don't.
It's bad. Mirrors are bad. They're bad luck. Break a mirror, bad luck.
See, I do have one.
They're bad news.
I have one counterpoint. Only one.
Okay. I hope I can fight it.
The mirror of, I don't remember what it's called, the one in Harry Potter, where you see good things.
Where Dumbledore saw his knee-high socks in that meme.
Wasn't it bad though?
No.
It
was the way to get the Philosopher's Stone out of the mirror. It had to be what you wanted more than anything, and you also had to be pure of heart.
Something like that.
Because Voldemort wanted it, but he couldn't get it.
No, but look at that situation, dude.
Look at freaking that.
I don't know that situation.
Look at that, he couldn't get it though.
He's evil and he couldn't get it.
He had it.
He didn't.
Harry had it.
Harry had it, you stupid idiot.
You're right, but he almost got it. He almost
from taking
did.
It from a young boy's no, hands.
But you look at this thing and see the thing that you desire most.
The problem is, okay, bottom
Which
line
is, not
is
bad.
Bottom line is no mirror, no Sorcerer's Stone for Voldemort. Huh.
No, but it was
True
good and it protected the world from bad people getting it, Kevin.
No, it did. It gave him the opportunity. Just because he couldn't seize it doesn't mean, I mean,
find
that's a whole
find
other it, point
find a
in and of
protection
itself.
For it.
What?
Find a better protection for it.
Destroy it. Throw it into Mordor.
All right.
We can't just lean this heavy on the pop culture.
Yes, we can, dude.
Can
that's,
we?
That's media.
Did we even come up with a half decent response?
Well, that's up for debate. I appreciated my response.
Then I think we're just going to go to ad break.
I think
we need to come up with a better name for ad break.
I do too. I agree.
I'll think of some.
What if we said nothing? What if we just like in the natural lull, an ad break just started, and then we came out of it?
That would be just jarring.
You think so?
It would be jarring.
I don't think it'd be that bad. We can talk about it later.
Somebody shoot me some ideas for an ad break name.
And if there's a single ghost pun, I don't want it.
I'll use it every time. I'm the one that says ad break every week.
I appreciate puns.
Houston has no say.
Well, then play us off, Sam.
Ad break. Welcome back.
Thank you,
Houston. That's your cue.
Yeah, no, I know. I wanted to see what happened.
Also, that's
what,
how.
What I, were you waiting?
I saw
for?
Some deep-seated panic, like just start that's, in Sam's eyes.
That's how painfully bad the ad breaks are going to be until you guys come up with a better thing.
Sam's looking to the corner of the room as if looking down at you, our audience, berating you for not coming up with in those last 30 seconds an ad name.
Please don't make me say ad break ever again.
It's time to watch a film, but this film is different than the ones we've had in the past.
Well, usually we don't watch them on the show.
No, but we're going to watch this whole movie, the second half of our 1 hour podcast.
Buckle in.
Buckle in.
You're going to listen to the audio.
I'm literally going to play the trailer right now, right into the mic.
Why would you do that?
I promise. Just hear me out. Just shut up.
Houston, every time... Hey, okay.
Shut up.
I don't like this.
It's never ended well.
You shut your
mouth.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse."
Is it picking up?
Yeah.
"Anna was nestled, all snug in her bed, not knowing tomorrow she'd meet the undead. How would she survive what this season would bring? Well, that's simple. She'd stab, she'd slash, and she'd sing."
I'm going to end it there. That was a promo from Anna and the Undead. Oh, no, excuse me. Anna and the Apocalypse. A first I've seen of a cross genre movie of horror and musical.
What are you talking? What? Who?
It is an entire musical. The whole movie.
Is it Christmas time?
And it is a...
Of course it is.
"A zombie apocalypse threatens the sleepy town of Little Haven at Christmas, forcing Anna and her friends to fight, slash, and sing their way to survival, facing the undead in a desperate race to reach their loved ones."
I think that the only thing that could tie this all together and make it perhaps the greatest the greatest film
of all time
to date is if there's a little love triangle, a little love interest going on the side, not to take over the whole show, but to just kind of draw you in.
Right.
To round it off.
Yeah, I want a love triangle that doesn't shove itself down my throat.
Did we name three characters?
No. Sam just is talking about this movie and would like a love triangle.
You just like love triangles?
Read like the last paragraph. There's just so much for this to offer. There's so much.
You want me to finish what I was reading?
No, reread a little bit of what you're...
A zombie apocalypse threatens sleepy little haven.
Zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
So you could love a zombie and maybe a second zombie.
There's a threat.
At Christmas, forcing...
Oh, bingo. Holiday. Hallmark. Okay. Hallmark movie.
Forcing Anna and her friends to fight, slash, and sing their way to survive.
Singing? And her friends. She has friends there, so...
You add a little
one
love in there?
One of them's bound to be...
Dude, I mean...
In love with Anna.
But they soon discover that no one is safe in this new world, and the civilization falling apart around them, the only people they can truly rely on are each other. Which...
I.e.
Oh, shoot, that is a love triangle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your lover.
It's got a pretty...
Wait, but if there's a love triangle and they're all among
50
friends...
$50 says they die. The lover dies.
Well, yeah.
Hold on.
You find love in the zombie apocalypse, the newly fallen world, then they sacrifice themselves for you.
Sam, I need you to nail down what a love triangle is exactly.
When three people have mixed feelings for each other.
Well,
it just needs to be...
Can it go in any direction, or does it have to go in a triangular
direction?
That's
the weird thing. It's really more of like...
Is it just three people?
It's usually two people
that like one typically, and the one person choosing between the two. And it's like there's a little bit of flirtation here. There's a little flirtation here. It's like, oh, who's she gonna pick?
But that's not a triangle.
That's not
a
triangle.
That is what a love triangle is.
That's a triangle without a base.
That's a traditional one. I wonder. I'm willing to bet.
I thought
the love triangle was
this person loves this person. This person loves person three, and person three loves person one.
No.
That's a triangle.
I'm sure it could be.
That's not the traditional love triangle. I'm sure I would bet all
freaking
the money in the world.
Stupid English language. Such a stupid people that made it.
Okay, the love carrot sign. Does that make you happy?
Greater than
a little
sign.
Happier. We could think of a better name.
The less than sign.
There we go.
Greater less than.
Greater than. Let's
Shaun
greater
of the
than.
Dead meets La La Land is how critics have described this movie. There is some... It's rated R for some sexual material, so be careful.
That sounds like exactly what I was asking for.
It's not. It's actually the zombies, all of them.
Why can't if the zombies have a love triangle, that's just as good as anybody else having
better.
A love triangle.
I would actually really like if they had a love triangle. Warm Bodies?
I don't think there was a triangle.
There wasn't?
Mm-mm.
I never watched that.
Oh, it's a good one.
Great movie.
It's a great movie.
I heard.
I like that movie very much.
So I've heard.
Probably from you. It is pretty good. People actually really like this movie.
I'm a big fan of zombies, though.
I'm not. I don't like zombies.
A lot of people hate zombies, and I think it's just because of the great liking for zombies.
Yep. It is.
Which is dumb.
Well, no, they're just overrated. What is there to like about zombies?
Yes, Kevin is right.
Just because something's overrated doesn't mean you can't rate it aptly.
No, they're actually boring.
I agree.
There's nothing cool about zombies.
They're not scary.
I totally disagree.
They're just gross.
Yeah.
That's all they are.
And mummies?
Gross. They're not scary.
Mummies are just zombies in wrapping.
No. Mummies are dope.
They're the same thing.
Dude, they're dead pharaohs, though.
Still a zombie, Kevin. Still a dumb zombie.
He's not dumb. He's a pharaoh.
So if I'm lame, can I wrap myself in toilet paper and now I'm cool?
He has powers to curse. He curses. Mummies curse. Zombies don't.
Zombies can come to life from a curse. It was just this
zombie.
Weird...
Yeah. The mummy is what raises the zombies.
From like
the mummy has powers. Zombies don't.
From like 2005 to 2012, every app, everything. Period. Was zombies and ninjas. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything was. And everyone was like, this is great. And I hated every day of it.
No, but dude, ninjas actually have stuff going for them as well. Zombies are literally just...
I don't care for ninjas either.
Gross.
Ninjas are just
zombies
overrated.
Zombies are dope.
Why?
Yeah, I actually do want to know. Like, give me your. Yeah.
I want to like zombies because they're everywhere.
I love The Walking Dead, but I hate the zombies because they're dumb. And I love the politics and the dynamics of the show, but the zombies are just dumb, and I hate it.
Why are zombies cool, Sam?
Tell me why they're cool.
This is.
And I really want to hear this opinion. I'm not just asking just so I can shiz on it.
Somebody sent in this question. It says, "Why are zombies cool?"
Who sent that in?
I'll let you
read the name.
Joe Mama.
They just left their initial.
My mother. No,
it's Joe. You idiot.
Something that I like about zombies is just the idea of.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
The apocalypse.
Like, so you just like the idea of the apocalypse.
The apocalypse is interesting, but.
Apocalypses are cool.
There are different kinds of apocalypses, and like the survival plus zombies is crazy. Like to literally have to like defend your family and defend like everything you know. Like, where do you go? What do you do? How do you survive?
Sam, you're describing the like cause and effect of zombies. You're
right.
Not actually.
That's everything. That
you don't actually care about the zombie itself. I'm asking you what's cool about a zombie.
Because what you're describing, if...
That is part of what a zombie is.
No, you just described...
That's what zombies do.
You said that the zombie apocalypse is cool. But like when a kid is like, I'm going to be a zombie for Halloween.
Nope. If I say, what's cool, aliens come to Earth and they're like, what's cool about people? And then you're like, well, you've got infrastructure, you've got history, you've got this going on, they can build this, they can do this. And they're like, no. That's not people. That's dumb. The effect of the thing and their whole effect, the whole atmosphere that surrounds that thing is included.
That is true, but you could replace...
But they don't do anything.
But you could replace a zombie with anything. I mean, we could go back to Toy Story as this podcast is so often to do. If all the toys on Earth said, we're going to kill all people, and it was just the apocalypse, but replace zombies with... Buzz Lightyear and Woody and all his friends.
Dude.
Are the toys dope?
That would be nuts.
The zombies though, that's an unfair comparison because they don't actually do anything. They don't build anything. They don't have any cool things that they kill people with. They don't like
the
have
environment.
Strategic
He's talking
plans.
About the environment they create. The environment they create is what is cool to him.
It's interesting.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is like yes, Sam has a point, but my point is that you could replace zombie with rabid beavers. Rabid beavers rise up and are killing everyone, and it's the apocalypse, and it's the same thing.
You could, but there's something about it being people.
Yeah, that's true. There's an element of that, and Walking Dead explores that really well, of like, oh, this is my old lover. Time to shoot her. The thing is, I don't feel like... I mean, it's hard to say if you had to have to be in that situation, but like, I feel like you'd be able to pretty quickly be like, this is not my loved one anymore at all. If you saw them turn, that'd be one thing, but if you happened upon your loved one waltzing around as a zombie, you'd be
I
like
absolutely disagree.
You think so? I really don't think so. I think if I saw
that
either
person,
of you like
person,
my best friends or like even my mom or dad as a zombie, I'd be like, that's not my mom or dad, cut them down.
Yeah,
you'd look them straight in the face, and that is,
it would be sad, but I don't think it'd be hard. They portray
it
as hard.
It would be so tough.
I don't think it would be.
I don't know if you could do it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be for me either.
I don't think it'd be hard. I think it'd be
would
sad.
Would you consider the dudes from I Am Legend zombies?
I think they are considered zombies, yeah.
I've always wondered about that.
There's so many different kinds of zombies.
Yeah, I could have... If they're categorized under zombies, I appreciate them.
The World War Z zombies are cool.
Why?
They're just rabid. They're just crazy.
Because they're aggressive.
Yeah.
But they're cool. They're cool also because they make more sense than being undead. They don't make complete sense, but
the I Am Legend or World War Z.
World War Z. They just explain it a lot better.
Yeah, it's sci-fi,
it's like,
right?
It's like rabies.
Because sci-fi, like the idea is that there is something controlling these dead human bodies. There's like a parasite, right? So you could make a good argument either way of like, because it's sci-fi. So there's one argument that says, well, since it's a foreign host, it's not going to have great control over this human body. But then the other argument is, if it did have good control, it would use every muscle, every tendon until it burst trying to accomplish its task. And they would be crazy fast and crazy strong like they are in World War Z. But
I'm going to bring us home here with this last question.
Do it.
Is my workplace haunted or...
Oh, an either or. I like this.
Or, and this is the important part, does it just suck? Is my workplace haunted or does it just suck?
Does it have to be an either or? Can it be both?
It could be both. It could be an and.
Well, I don't see an and or an either.
Let's let this man make. Well, so he's deduced enough about this place that it is either haunted or is just the
question.
Worst.
The question just has or in it. So,
but if it wasn't haunted, it would be great. Is what he's saying.
For additional just context, I work in a convenience store next to a funeral home, but I'm also a 22-year-old working 40 plus hours a week with massive student loan debt. RIP, man. However,
don't go to college. Quick PSA. Actually, maybe do. I don't know. Live your life.
This store is next to a funeral home, and it absolutely sucks here.
Well, it sounds like you just answered your own question.
It's definitely one of the two things you were wondering it was.
The systems always crash. The lights flicker. Cold spots. Just cold spots.
And green ooze coming from the walls.
The walls will ooze green slime. That's it.
I hope people understand how many SpongeBob references we do. If they don't watch, if not even 1% of our audience watch SpongeBob, this is a bad podcast.
That's why we're not growing.
Oh, wait. They always do that.
I always think I see people in my peripheral vision. Bleep falls over. This is censored.
Oh, well, for the kids.
It doesn't even give me like any part
of the word. That's a real
German swear
word.
I just have to guess.
Did we actually get the explicit tag for you saying an actual German swear word?
It's not actually.
Bleep falls over in the back. Doors open on their own, and everyone who works here is bleep miserable. We constantly joke the place is cursed. So, regular retail or haunted store? Because I've worked retail before, and I have never hated my job to such a degree. It's like there's something in the air here.
Quit.
How can I keep the negative vibes away from me? Please help. This is a person in dire need. Okay, so we have Sam's answer. Quit your job.
I mean, if you've worked retail before, you kind of made your own bed jumping in retail again, didn't you?
But it wasn't as bad.
It wasn't as bad.
Oh.
Maybe he moved.
It was a fairly comfortable bed until he transplanted himself into this bed.
Dude.
Which is now very uncomfortable.
Dude, here's what happened. Here's the details that he didn't feel necessary to include. The place is haunted. Because what happened was he was working at this convenience store. And they were like, this other convenience store that he now works at, they needed employees because the place was haunted. And they were like, well, we need somebody that's willing to do it, but we also need somebody with some experience because we can't just have any Joe Schmo come in here and run a haunted convenience store. They got to know what they're doing. So they reached out to convenience stores. They found this kid and they were like, we're going to offer you a fat pay raise.
Buku cuckoo bucks.
To come work.
Cuckoo bucks.
I don't know how much they offered him.
That would be a detail he'd add. He'd be like, I do work at this CVS, but I do make $30 an hour, which is kind of weird. Like,
they are paying me buku cuckoo bucks.
I keep asking for real dollars, but they keep giving me these and insisting it's all I get. I do get 30 an hour, so if these ever come into practice,
it's the new cryptocurrency.
Buku bucks.
So that's why he's there. So he can't quit because he's making cash, but that's why. Is because it actually is haunted.
And there might be a curiosity, and that's why he doesn't quit.
Sucks. So, what do you mean? What?
There might be a curiosity, and that's why he doesn't quit. Like, you know when you're like watching a building burn or something burn, and you're like, I should probably get away from here, but I kind of want to see how this plays out. That could be the case with this CVS.
You're right. You know, let's say you are working at a haunted convenience store. If something like if everything came crashing down, if some big thing happened and you were the guy working there, dude, that's going to open doors.
Yeah. Also,
for you,
if I worked at a job, I'm thinking about this. If I worked at a job where I was like constantly seeing other people, constantly dealing with my other coworkers, like it wasn't just me there ever, and we were all suspicious of a ghost, I'd probably be scared, but the idea of being with a bunch of people would probably make me stick around.
Can I ask what the actual question was? What is this person asking?
Is it haunted or does it just suck?
Please help. See, because he's looking around and everything, like the equipment, the building seems like it's going to fall apart. The lights suck, the AC's all whack, the freaking...
You and your student loans have no power over this
place.
I could
have told you that about that second one.
You Whoa. Either you leave or you continue to put yourself at risk. He has no power in changing the stakes. He has no power over these ghosts.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point, because either it's haunted and you're in danger, or it sucks and you should quit. So quit.
There's no good outcome.
Quit.
The good outcome is the paper.
Go get paper somewhere
else.
That
sweet, sweet moolah. You can't. That price for a convenience store worker is unmatched.
Plot twist, misery is not worth it. And that's why he can't quit.
Misery's
not worth it. He literally owns it.
The misery isn't worth it.
He can't do it.
He's literally never been this miserable.
And he gets free Sour Patch watermelon candies.
Icy's.
Do you think a ghost has ever haunted like a mattress store where there's like just one dude sitting in there for hours and hours a day, and he's like, "Nope, this is my store, and I'm gonna scare away every employee." Because there's only one.
I think that if...
Huh?
How do I get that job?
I think that if a mattress store was haunted, it would probably haunt in such a way that it made you fall asleep. It would make beds enticing so that you laid down on them and then fell asleep on the job, and then the ghost could just have a heyday in there.
Doing what?
Ghost things?
Ghost things. He could jump on the beds.
Oh, you're right.
I think he could do that anyway.
No, you'd see it.
You'd see it's a ghost.
And then you'd be
it's
like,
it's not like anybody's going to come walking.
And you'd be like, wow, this is an unprofessional establishment. I don't want to give my business here. And then you'd walk out and the ghost would be sad.
That guy probably sleeps through every single shift because he can. If you worked at a mattress place, you're not going to have customers coming in.
I don't think I've ever seen a single human being in real life walk into a mattress store. And they're everywhere, and they're massive. I don't get it.
Do you think that that's like a trait for a ghost, is that they just like bust up, like they screw up lights and like electrical stuff just by their presence?
I do believe.
Because maybe this kid is a ghost then. Who's to say?
Hear me out. Here's this. It is, the more powerful a ghost is, I think the more likely it is to mess up with the lights, but the more control they have over their power, the less likely they are to allow that to happen.
Sure.
It's uncontrolled power.
Okay.
Ghost, ethereal power.
Stuff. Yes.
Did that make sense?
Yeah. What are you getting at?
I think you just asked if that's an innate ability of a ghost.
To who?
To
us?
You two?
To the world, to people, us.
So,
Phantasmagoria.
Well, but the reason I asked follow-up question...
Welcome to the conversation, Houston.
The follow-up question was, is this kid a ghost? Because if the lights are flickering and all signs point to ghost, and he's standing behind the desk...
Do ghosts know that they have died?
Or does
life just continue for them and they're like...
Yes.
I'm just living my life.
Because the second they want to eat something, they're like, fuh, can't do it. That's
maybe it just never occurs to them. They're never hungry again. Unless they're a hungry ghost.
Oh, you know what? That's kind of weird. It's been 3 years and I haven't eaten anything. I think I would notice.
It just doesn't occur to you. It doesn't come into your mind because of that.
I think you'd notice.
That part of your life is just gone.
That's weird. Every time I walk anywhere, I float and people scream at the side of me and I haven't eaten in 3 years. I wonder if I'm dead?
Well, okay, so that...
You're about to be, boy.
He's mad because I disproved his dumb thing he said, and he threatened to kill me.
That's the question, then, is how do you have customers? Does this guy have customers?
If I ever die,
because if there isn't any,
I want people to rip that soundbite of Sam saying he'll kill me and use it in the investigation.
I hope they do. You'll need all the help you can get.
I'll be dead. I'll literally be dead. I don't need anything anymore. Freaking do it. Why don't you just kill me? I'm defined. I'm into it. I'm into that idea.
And then you'll be consigned to work at a convenience store for eternity. How do you like the sound of that?
That would suck.
How do you like the sound of that?
Can I say really fast before we close up here right now? I went to go close my phone because we're at the end of the episode. This is also the sign off. But when I was looking up Anne in the Apocalypse, there were some other movies that came up, and I just would like to show you the poster of both of Disney's Zombies. And Zombies 2. So it's right there on the right. And then scroll down and look at Zombies 2. They don't even look. They're just dudes. They're just dudes with a little white makeup on their face. It's not even a... They didn't even try.
Yeah, this is just High School Musical except for people...
It just looks like Frankenstein.
It's High School Musical except for people like Sam.
It's literally like they said, well, let's make a hot kid show about zombies, but we can't make the zombies gross. How much you want to bet?
We can't make them gross. We still have to make them hot.
How much you want to bet?
But they have to be zombies.
The only indication.
Make his hair green.
Yeah, for real. Why would your hair turn green? It would be gone. You'd be bald.
It'd probably just stay.
Not flaky. At this high school.
But I'm willing to bet the only indication in one of those movies that they are actually zombies is the fact that there's going to be a scene where the man reaches to grab something and pulls away, and his hand's going to stay there, and the sleeve will flop, and they'll be like, oh, get it? Because zombies. Now back to the tween romance triangle. That's the movie, I bet.
I bet
that's a movie you wrote.
No, I'm telling that.
And he's sitting over there. He's testing the waters. He's
it's
like,
really
dumb, guy, right?
That idea. That's really good.
I can't win.
Wow. I wouldn't have ever come up with something like that.
Audience,
I wonder if anybody will ever have the brains to put that one into an actual screenplay.
I really
want to
write out and spell out how I can't win here ever.
Crazy.
Because I'd
watch it every day.
I can't make a joke about something knowingly be bad.
For probably like a week.
Because then it's assumed
kids,
that I'm
you know,
being serious.
Kevin, you know how kids watch the same thing? Day after day.
Kids?
After
day. That's me. The Office.
You know how kids do that?
Yeah.
My kids will be watching that. What was the name of that movie?
Zombie.
They'll be watching Zombie on repeat.
What about, are they not going to watch Zombie 2? They're just going to watch the first one?
Are there going to be two?
We just showed you a picture of two of them.
No, we're talking about Houston Tanner's movie.
Yeah, it's actually...
Is that out? Is it even out yet?
No.
I don't get this joke. I showed you a movie poster and said, this is probably the plot. And you said, that's dumb and you're dumb for thinking that.
We're on.
And I said it was a dumb plot and I don't get it. Thank you guys for listening.
What?
I said thank you guys for listening.
We got to plug in.
Phantasmacast on everything.
Magoria on literally
cast.
Everything.
Every platform you can think of.
MagoriaCast@gmail.com.
Mostly Instagram and TikTok.
Send me your stories.
Sam's angry about it.
Share our stuff. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing the show. You guys are dope. And we will catch you next time. And life's only going to be as spooky as you make it.